This is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. One of the most unusual recordings of the past year is called Alboreia. It's the American debut of a young European bass player named Renaud Garcia Fons. His music combines jazz, flamenco, and French musette, among many other influences. And Garcia Fons makes his instrument sound more like a gypsy violin than a jazz bass. From Paris, Amy Serafin reports.
When Renaud Garcia Fons was growing up in Montmartre, the Paris neighborhood was a cultural crossroads. There was a vibrant artists' community, and the melodies and rhythms of Spain, America, North Africa, and the Orient drifted through the neighborhood and the bassist's music.
From my parents, I am Spanish. I am born in France, but my parents were born in Spain. And I listened each day flamenco, but not only flamenco, jazz too, and especially gospel or things like that. My mother liked Maya Jackson. By Oriental music, any kind of Oriental music. I've practiced Indian music, and it gave me an idea to play each note different with special intention. They call that gamaka. Each note is like a small word from one note to another note.
In addition to the cultural influences that set his music apart from most jazz players, there's also the matter of technique. The 32-year-old Garcia Fons is a classically trained bass player. As a result, he uses the bow as much as he plucks the strings, if not more. Bowing is known as arco playing. And some critics have said the way Renaud Garcia Fons does it makes the cumbersome bass sound like a human voice.
I think it's a question of expression, because I can't find with the bow an expression I can't find in the pizzicato. Perhaps I'm interested by the shout in music, and I can find that with the bow sometimes. You can play the sound really clean and straight, and you can play more harmonics and some like a distortion, like very hard inflections. In fact, I have the impression I have two instruments, one with arco, one without.
Garcia Fons is not the only jazz player who uses the bow, but critic Farah Couder, who writes for Jazzman magazine in Paris, says he's one of the best.
There are not many bass players that can use the bow like he does. And that is what makes his playing so original, because with the bow, the acoustic bass becomes more than a rhythmic instrument. It becomes a melodic instrument. He can play melodies and very subtle lines. And I think that he's maybe the one who really thinks very deeply in that sense. Very original, very personal.
Garcia Fons can make his bass sound like a gypsy violin, an Arabic wind instrument, or a Japanese flute.
If I play... Like Shakwashi.
Mm-hmm. Garcia Fons plays with the formal posture of a classical musician, bending just a little as he works his way up the strings. He plays a custom-made bass with a fifth string added, tuned to a high C. He says it's one of a kind, and it allows him to move into registers where the bass normally can't go. One of his favorite collaborators is jazz guitarist Gérard Marais.
J'ai un quartet qui s'appelle le Quartet Opéra, et il y a un violoncelliste qui joue très très bien. Et pour un concert,
I have a quartet with the cellist. One night, he couldn't make a concert, so Renaud filled in, playing all the cello parts in the normal range. That's an incredible task for an acoustic bass.
Experimenting musically and with the very construction of the instrument, Renaud Garcia-Fons has no qualms about putting together groups that are not your typical jazz bands. His new CD, Alborea, features two basses, accordion, and drums. Garcia-Fons, there are no rules. The important thing is making interesting music.
For me, the bass is not important. Perhaps what I play is not bass, and it's not my problem. Just important to find what I can do, what I can play, and what I can sing.
His ability to make his instrument sing has earned him the praise of European musicians and critics. Now, he's hoping his voice will carry to America. For National Public Radio, this is Amy Serafin in Paris.